Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we get this email a couple of days ago, and it is from a Burt Show listener that is looking for a date to a wedding, but not any date, okay? Because the stakes are high here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alex, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are y'all?
Good. All right, how can we help you?
Okay, so it's not a wedding. It's an engagement party. The wedding's next year.
Okay.
Okay.
So, my ex will be there.
Ex-boyfriend? Ex-boyfriend or ex-husband?
Ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend will be there. We broke up 7 months ago, roughly. Bad breakup. Months later, he gets a girlfriend. Still has a girlfriend. So, I need a date. He's going to bring her. I just want to show him that I can do better.
Who broke up with who?
He broke up with me via email.
Come on, man. That's up. This goes along
cowardly.
With our conversation last week.
He just email you TTYL.
This goes along with our conversation about dudes having a man up, man.
Yeah. He emailed you.
You can't email or text something like that. You got to do it the old-fashioned way and meet them, you know, and look at them straight in the eye. And you got to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
How long were we all together?
3.5 years.
Oh, wow. That makes it worse.
Horrible.
Coward. Total coward.
You got to be glad you're not with that dude.
I am.
So really what we need to do is find a guy that is just on first impression, a really good looking dude. So your ex is immediately going, oh my God, Alex is doing great.
Right.
Do you care if the guy is gay or straight?
No.
Because you could go, like, I'm thinking, like, that calendar that Richie Arpino does every year.
Oh, yeah.
You could just
I pick April.
Yeah. Like, you could use that thing almost as a catalog.
Yes. There's some good looking dudes
in that. Just go through there, pick out the one you want.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Kelly with a suggestion. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey. I've got such a great idea. How about Dolvet?
That might work. All right. My friend Dolvet's a fairly decent looking dude.
Do you care if he wears sunglasses all the time, regardless of the illumination in the sky?
What exactly are you just looking for? Hot, right?
Right. Yeah. Well,
is there going to be any interaction between your ex and this guy, or is this can this be somebody that looks really hot and just not have to talk at all?
No, I want him to talk.
Hot
not
and
be
smart.
Scared to talk.
There goes Dolvet. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think he should.
All right, because that's important. Because if your ex comes up, you want him to be impressed. Not only is this dude hot, but he's also got something upstairs.
Right.
Well, we have to be able to figure out like what's in it for the guy, because to give up a Saturday night and go with a total stranger to the engagement party, like there's got to be something in it for him.
I can tell you one thing. Because I had Tracy send a picture of Alex, because I knew this is what it was going to boil down to for guys as well. Can I see a picture of what I got to hang out with? And Alex spells her name A-L-Y-X, so I knew immediately she was going to be good looking. And the photo came in today. And what's in it for guys is you're hanging out with a really pretty girl for the whole night.
Oh, thank you.
That I can tell you. So she passes that test. What else, though?
I don't know.
Where is this engagement party? Like, what are you guys going to be doing?
It's at a friend's house. So it's going to be, like, low-key, kind of casual.
Do they have to travel far to get there? I mean, like, is it in Metro Atlanta or is it outside the perimeter?
Oh, no. It's in Atlanta, like around Kennesaw.
Okay.
What, you know the group that's going to be there better than we do, so give us some idea of, like, topics that might come up. Is this a political group or is this a more of a pop culture group? What are we looking for?
No, not political. No.
What's the average age range of the crowd?
Late 20s.
Okay. Kennesaw, late 20s. You'll just be hanging out.
Having food, drinking, hanging out.
Pretty light night, it sounds like.
Yeah. Right.
Can you pick up dinner? I'm just trying to think of something else to throw in the pot.
Yeah, there's got to be something for the dude. Although I'll tell you what, cute goes a really long way.
Okay.
What's that, Jeff?
I was going to say, well, not if it's like, if the guy we pick out is a great-looking gay dude, then he doesn't care how cute she is.
Right. And then, I mean, it's an engagement party, so... I mean, hanging out with Hot at a boring engagement party. No offense.
Here is Paul. Good morning, Paul. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, you got to add one more element to this.
Okay.
You got to have somebody who can act a little bit, because they got to act the part, too. They can't just look the part and talk a little bit. They got to act the part. I'm not saying they got to be like all over each other, but, you know, they got to, you know, kiss once or twice or something. I mean, it's got to look like they're actually with each other.
It's got to be believable to the ex or it's not going to work.
We should ask our friend who does the head lean.
He'd be perfect.
Wouldn't he be good? Okay. Wendy and I have to discuss off the air, but we have a cute friend that we think might work.
But what's the head lean thing?
It was just something I needed to tell Wendy so she knew who I was talking
about. It's
code.
Yeah. Shut up.
Sorry, girls.
Girl talk.
Here is Philip. Good morning, Philip. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, sir. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. How are y'all?
Okay. Good. What's going on?
Well, first I wanted to find out, y'all, when I cut off the radio, y'all were talking about the age range. What is the age range she's looking for?
Anywhere late 20s, early 30s will work.
Okay.
I'm 25. Is that too young?
No.
No. At the risk of sounding desperate. No!
No!
I mean, I don't know if I meet the standards, but I mean, if y'all, we could do a quick interview.
Are you good looking?
I mean, I think so. I could give y'all, I don't really have any pictures I could send, but somebody could look me up on Facebook and you could get a little run through.
Okay.
What's the celebrity you most look like?
Somebody on Family Guy.
I don't know how to answer that question. You got me there.
How tall are you?
About 5'10".
And
yes,
do you
that's
work...
key. He needs to be tall.
Do you work out?
Do I work out? Yeah. I'm gay, so we're forced to work out.
They have a higher physical standard than straight men. Yes,
you get kicked out of the gay club, and if you're a guy,
I mean,
you know.
Where else are you going to meet anybody if you don't go to the gym?
Exactly.
All right, so we have gay. So as a stereotype, I'm going to say that you're good-looking,
good-looking
dude,
yes.
And you probably know a little bit something about fashion, also.
Obviously, they'll take away our car
requirement.
If we don't.
Okay,
that's right. That's funny.
Alex, do you have any problem at all about your date being gay?
No.
You sound
I want to know how well I can pull off straight. Well, I used to be engaged, so I think I can pull off the straight card if it was necessary.
But I hear a hesitation because I think she may be looking for potential, you know, somebody to go out with again if it works out well.
I think the bigger question is, Philip, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Philip, do you have any reservations being a gay man and going to Kennesaw?
Well, that was an obstacle at first. I think we could surpass it.
Alex, why don't we do this? Why don't I get producer Tracy on the phone with you after the show today?
Okay.
We will post your picture. We will also post exactly the requirements that you're looking for this weekend. And then we'll also put, if you're interested, call back at 6:45 in the morning. And maybe we'll have a couple of dudes lined up for you tomorrow morning to narrow the search.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Is there anything else I'm missing here? I don't feel like I still have a very good snapshot of exactly what you're looking for, though.
What's your time frame? Like, how long do you want them to invest in that evening?
Just as long as the party.
Is it like six? Is it a party? Is it a group that starts at 7 p.m. and ends in 2 a.m.? Or is it a group that starts at 8 p.m. and by 10:30 everybody's doing their own thing?
No, it could go later.
Okay. That's important.
All right, so Alex, we'll post your picture. I'll have producer Tracy get on the phone with you. Just do a little description of exactly what you're looking for, and we'll have guys call in over the next couple of days. It's not this weekend?
No. No.
All right, so we have some time here.
Yeah, we have time.
Okay, Alex.
All right, great. Thank you.
Between everybody we know and the Burt Show community, I think we'll get you all hooked up, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, this has got to be a special dude because we're really just going for jealousy factor here.
Yes,
more than
totally.
Else.
And somebody who's going to be, like, affectionate with her, too.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.